The Art of Losing, or How Games Taught Me to Stop Worrying and Love Defeat, by Christopher Leon Price. In the 1988 Nintendo Entertainment System classic, Mega Man 2, after the player has successfully defeated all 8 of Dr. Wily's evil master robots, they are tasked with traversing the trials of his dreaded skull-crested castle. This requires the player to overcome 4 consecutive levels, whose brutal difficulty surpasses that of the first half of the game by leaps and bounds. The player then must go on an additional boss run, having to do battle with the 8 aforementioned master robots again. This eventually leads to Dr. Wily himself, who has 3 separate forms, each more daunting and baffling than the last. All of these challenges must be completed back to back to back, with no way to save one's progress. In short, Mega Man 2 was hard. Like, really, really hard. And even more so if you were an 8-year-old playing it with no internet in the early 90s like me. Dr. Wily and his brigade of asshole robots made me sweat and cry. They beat my little boy ego into a fine powder and blew its dust particles into the ether like some sort of gaming Cthulhu, indifferent to my feelings and my existence. It was something my adolescent brain could not handle, and I never was able to finish the game during my youth. Fast forward to my college years. I was still young, but much more skilled in gaming with an inflated ego only 20-somethings can muster. I felt I could do anything then, especially if it involved playing and beating video games. So I revisited the Mega Man series and wondered why I had ever walked away from them to begin with. These games weren't impossible anymore. They were fun. I loved getting my ass handed to me by the clever level design and developed my appreciation for the challenging but usually fair mechanics. I soon realized that the ignorance of my adolescent brain had only led me astray, far away from the gratifying nature of overcoming adversity. I ended up beating all 10 of the Mega Man games, on the highest difficulty, mind you, and wearing the accomplishments as sort of mental trophies, shining examples of when I grew up a little and evolved my ability to get the most out of a thing that once made me so frustrated. But why? What the hell happened? What changed within me exactly? And what precisely was it that I was avoiding when I was younger? I know I grew up and matured and all of that, and I know my tastes in things evolved, but Mega Man didn't change. Those games were still as hard as hell. I still died like 1,000 times trying to beat them. Where's the proverbial linchpin between my perspective of old and my perspective of new? Where's the conflict? The answer is simple. I wanted to win. I didn't want to lose, and a game like Mega Man forces you to lose. You are going to fail. In Mega Man, there are unavoidable pitfalls, impossible to read enemy patterns, shit that will just kill you for no goddamn reason at all, and you have to deal with it. A lot of old school video games are like this. A lot of things in general are like this. Games seem to reveal it most earnestly, though. The concept that failure is somehow inextricably linked to victory. But every red-blooded, honor-cultured American will tell you the same thing. Losing sucks. And they're right, because it's true. Losing does suck. It sucks so goddamn bad that we built a society that makes losing seem like the worst thing that can happen to a person. America is about winning, and in a lot of ways, that's what makes it such an amazing country. However, such a culture doesn't always lend itself well to a game like Mega Man. Fast forward another decade. I'm almost 30, and I recently quit my night shift post-production gig and need a job fast to keep my head afloat. Through a strange combination of unique friends and even odder circumstances, I suddenly find myself as an after-school chess teacher for children. Kids who can't even tie their own shoes or spell their own names are looking to me to teach them the densest, most mind-numbing, granddaddy board game of them all, chess. I don't think it can accurately be assumed how insurmountable such a task can be. If nobody hates losing more than Americans, then there is definitely nobody in existence who hates losing more than American 5-year-olds. And to them, everything about chess is losing. They fucking lose as soon as they look at the goddamn board, with its 64 confusing squares and plethora of pieces that all seem impossible to use because they all have different rules and shit. even if by some incredible display of Satan's magic does a child figure out how to play the game, they then have to actually get checkmates and fucking stalemates, which are even worse than losing, because nobody gets to win. And don't even get me started about opening theory. Christ almighty. At every phase of chess, the children are losing, both literally and figuratively. At first, the task to teach them how to play did seem impossible. I felt like if little old me couldn't even enjoy losing in a game like Mega Man 2, how could these kids enjoy losing over and over again in a game like chess? Eventually, though, like most things in life, I surprised myself. I realized that the children were willing to grit their teeth and bang their heads against the wall in order to get the proverbial carrot dangling at the end of the chess stick. It all started with me showing them that losing didn't matter. And really, it was the only way to improve at a game like chess. I openly expressed instances where I lost, how I was not the best player, and how losing wasn't painful, but educational. I never focused on who was winning or who was losing. Just getting through the game was enough for victory. To really drive it home, I told the kids that they had to lose at least 50 times before they could get any better. To them, 50 is an enormous number, something insurmountable, but it poised their minds for how to proceed. By removing the sting of losing, they were able to retain the higher level concepts and actually begin looking forward to playing a 1,500-year-old game. I had done the impossible. I had helped them not necessarily love losing, but rather to ignore it as just a part of the process. And that's the real takeaway from all this. Yes, losing sucks, and as ego-driven human beings, we really should try to do all we can to find paths to success. But more often than not, those paths run straight through Loserville, where there is always vacancy waiting. Whether it's Mega Man or chess, there are excellent examples of this concept being utilized over and over again. All it requires is for us to muster the courage to face the fact that in this life, we will all lose, and will lose often. And really, honestly, that's just fine.